From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, what could be Mother Nature's form of a cruel April Fool's joke for fans of warm weather will be a reality for Great Lakes and Northeast residents during the early days of this month. February, like cold and heavy snow. A storm making a cross-country trek over the coming days will bring along a flurry of impactful weather from coast to coast, including the risk for an all-out winter storm mid to late this week. The risk for accumulating snow will stem from the same storm that will bring a multi-day stint of severe weather across the central and eastern U.S. early in the week. On the storm's northern flank, cold air rushing southward from Canada will allow rain to change over to snow, returning wintry weather around midweek. On Tuesday, there will be enough cold air in place for some snow to develop across parts of Wisconsin or northern Illinois. From there, the snowflakes will evolve into an all-out snowstorm and then extend eastward across much of lower Michigan by Tuesday night. This late-season wet snowfall could snarl travel in some areas, and it is not out of the question that a few snowflakes will even mix in with rain in cities like Detroit and Chicago. A snowfall of 1 to 2 feet is anticipated in the Green Mountains of Vermont, the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and over much of central and northwestern Maine. This area has an AccuWeather local storm max snowfall of 3 feet. Not only will heavy snow be of concern, but gusty, cold winds can accompany the storm mid to late week as the storm intensifies along the Atlantic coast. This combination of snow and wind can lead to very hazardous travel conditions across the Northeast. Cold air pressing in from the backside of the storm will have some staying power, keeping the April chill in place through late week. Temperatures are expected to be anywhere between 5 and 15 degrees below historical averages for early April. The gusty winds will make it feel even more wintry by lowering AccuWeather real field temperatures. Even into the day on Friday, lingering snow showers and blustery conditions are expected to continue across a majority of the interior Northeast. Although many across the region may be growing tired of the winter weather, the early April snowfall will be a boon to ski resorts still open across New England and should help to extend the season well into April. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.